Each day he leaves for work is a bit of a gamble for Noong Boon Thun. He never knows how much he'll earn, or whether he'll be arrested by police for performing on the streets of Phnom Penh.
I asked to sing at a few different restaurants, but they didn't want me, because I'm blind. I felt very bad about myself. I just want to sing so that I can earn a living.
He left school before he was 10. He says his disability and lack of education have made it difficult for him to find work. His story is not unusual in Cambodia. Nok Rot used to work in a shoe factory, but she was laid off.
When the new owner came, they decided to reduce the number of workers. They kept only those who were able to operate the machines. They fired people with disabilities because they think we're physically not competent for the jobs.
She was unemployed for 4 years before a non-governmental organization helped her find work. Essential Personnel Cambodia is one of several organizations that helps people with disabilities, whether it's equipping them with skills or matching them with employers. What's been more difficult is changing people's mindset.
People with disabilities sometimes think their employers don't care about them. They think their employers look at them like they're abnormal. Workplaces usually aren't accessible for people with disabilities. And some employers think people with disabilities are less capable.
In 2010, the Cambodian government passed a law that said at least 2% of the public sector should include disabled people, while private businesses with more than 100 employees were required to have at least 1%. There's no verifiable data on whether this law is being enforced. Statistics show the rate of poverty is much higher in households with at least one disabled member. For Nok Rot, the help she got has been immeasurable.
Life is very difficult when you don't have any basic education. It's impossible to become skilled at a job. When I got this job, I was so happy. I was so proud of myself.
Her dream, she says, is simple. She just wants to be able to support herself and her family. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera.